Welcome to the Mighty Morphin Power Hour. This week, Denzel's come down to the command center to talk about Batman. That's going to be awesome. Denzel, introduce yourself.
Yeah, we're here today. My name is Denzel, a.k.a. Hunter Thirst Helmsley, a.k.a. Put Your Bitch in a Headlock, a.k.a. Gotcha Ho Ho Looney, a.k.a. Baby Beer Belly. We're here today with our guest, Riley.
To talk about, what are we talking about today, guys?
We're talking about Batman 66 and...
I brought in Power Rangers.
Yes.
If we could mix that with Batman.
This is a Batman 66 podcast. That's all we talk about. Adam West Batman.
It's called Same Bat Time, Same Bat Channel.
Yes, that's the exact name of the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, you're very welcome. It's a good time. It's a good what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2018. Power Rangers has been going on since like the early 90s, and everybody loves it except for people who are communists.
Basically.
Those filthy reds, not talking about the Red Ranger, the filthy reds as in communists, want to take away the Power Rangers and distribute them to the people, and I disagree with that. That's a bad thing. Mainly, I wanted to go with Batman 66 and Power Rangers, which makes a fantastic combination, because they're fun. They're just fun shows. They're fun things to watch. And, like, Batman, for all of its faults in the 60s, I think would make, like, a really good thing to watch. Like, if you watch Adam West do, like, a Henshin sequence, and he's, like, fucking standing there, he's like, oh, goddamn, have you seen the Tokusatsu Spider-Man show?
I have seen a little bit of the Tokusatsu Spider-Man. That was absurd.
It was a lot of fun.
It's so weird,
and that's
to
what
morph
I envision for Batman.
Yeah, to like to henshin or into. So is that what it's called? Like when you transform in a toku show, or is that a specific type?
Henshin just means I think transform.
Okay, because I know Kamen Rider Build used like three of them. It's hard to follow.
Henshin.
Yeah, Henshin's my favorite too. That's the one I remember the best. Okay, so is he the Blue Ranger then? Because his suit was pretty blue. Well, like the Red Rangers.
No. I mean, he would just be the Bat Ranger.
Oh, okay, you're taking that angle.
Yeah, Bat Ranger and then Robin Ranger. And they would have their own custom like Batman suits specifically doing like doing their henshin sequence.
It could be Jiro. Like it could be Jiro from the Bat manga, right? Like it doesn't even have to be Bruce Wayne. Like there is a Japanese Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be anybody from that universe. I mean, like I just ideally would just want it to be like fun.
Yeah.
Like there would be like an invasion in Gotham City, and like they would just get morphers so they could fight better.
Okay.
Like, Batman and Robin don't know what's going on. There are too many of them. And then the Power Rangers show up. It could be really any set of them, but it would be fucking sick if it was Jack Q. Like if they just brought back Jack Q for it.
What?
Are you familiar?
Is that a Sentai?
Yeah, it's one of the early Super Sentai series from like the 70s.
Oh, was it pre-Power Rangers? I wouldn't know it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know it yet then.
Okay, so essentially it's five Rangers still.
Okay.
And they it's one of the original series. That's really all there is to it.
Yeah. I'm going to look up Jack Q for the costumes. I'd like to see that. How do I spell that?
The costumes are my favorite part. J-A-Q or J-A-K-Q.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, these capes are sweet. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Dude, the outfits are super sick. And, like, I think that would be, like, a really sweet crossover. Because these aren't, like, kind of anonymous Power Rangers. These are, like, they're not, like, abstract Power Rangers. These are themed after things. Like, you have the spade, the clover.
Yeah, they're a Decker card. And then the wild card. Almost.
Yeah, exactly. And like that theme is obvious enough to carry over to like a 1960s era show. And also it's very good for the time. Like it's not something that's super outrageous. Like nobody's gonna understand this. They'll get it as soon as they see it.
That's fair. Any chance there's confusion on whether they're Power Rangers?
No, because as soon as people see there are five of them.
Oh, yeah, the five.
Yeah. Of them. And then they see the Henshin sequence. Like, there's nothing else in America that's still around that resembles this sort of thing. Yeah, there was, like, there was Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Yeah, I was going to say the Beetleborgs. Masked Rider technically exists. But people pretty much know Kamen Rider for what it is.
And what was the other one? There was... What was it called? VR Troopers.
Oh, VR Troopers.
And then there was Super Samurai something something Gridman. I can't remember the... Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, which was Jesus. Gridman, but for American audiences, Quadruple S. There were a few tokusatsu shows.
Kind of like Mirror American Man, Ultraman...
Ultraman was another one, yeah. I'm not familiar with Mirror Man.
It's basically Ultraman mixed with The Question, I guess.
Oh, so he's like a huge conspiracy theorist?
that's funny. Not just visually. He has no, he looks like a giant, he's silver, you know, like that's the color.
I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah. He's sort of Catholic. I don't know, he's got like the cross... gargoyle thing going for him.
Well, fair enough.
But yeah, that was an interesting one. Mirror Man's a good meme.
Yeah. So Batman, I think specifically the earlier ones like would make a lot of like sense to cross over with
Jack Q.
Yeah, Jack Q specifically, which is definitely a Super Sentai series.
Yeah, look it up. Definitely. No, I don't disagree. Created by Shotaro. He created a bunch of other Sentais, including the one that became Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Kyurenger, which is the only one I really know much about as far as having watched it. But yeah, one's one made by him, it says. So people call it the Jackers. Yeah. The Jackers. That's cute.
The Jackers.
That's predatorial. I like it.
Possibly. And my second idea, if Batman 66 isn't good enough...
No, Batman 66 is great. But what's your other idea? Perfect.
It would be the Joel Schumacher Batman and like the Tim Burton-inspired ones, where they're just like neon all over the city, and then you've got like mobs of dudes.
That's a good setting. Batman like you could still do Batman 66 characters with the the Jackers and set it in that Gotham City, the neon... A fun juxtaposition.
It'd be really fucking good.
That's sort of the tone for the TMNT movies from the 90s that everybody kind of liked. It's sort of that tone. So a silly movie that's filmed like a gritty movie.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the best movies. The ones that manage to like mix genres a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like the first... I want to say, what movie was that? Fuck. It starts with an H. Hangover. The first Hangover wasn't filmed like a comedy is filmed. It was filmed like a thriller.
Yeah.
They filtered in certain spots, and like it was a good mixing of genres that kind of gave that movie a specific personality that wasn't there or wouldn't be there if they had filmed it like a comedy, which has just a bunch of flat lighting and like everything is... evenly lit. Like everybody's in frame constantly.
When he cuts Due Date and War Dogs so that they're action movies, like that was interesting too. It's always he's filming comedies that are pretty straight up comedies, jokes flying at you, but he does them in a way that they're like other genre films.
Yeah,
which Todd Phillips is good about that. Do you think that helps add any credence to his Joker movie that'll be coming out at some point, maybe, I guess. The way these DC movies are. Just at all?
They're probably just gonna can the rest of their projects because Henry Cavill just left as Superman.
Yeah, I saw that.
So like, they're not going to really be able to make all that much more money out of this without the same Superman, or at least that's what they'll be thinking. So yep. what they should do, in theory, is just give it a few years and then reboot the entire thing and probably start with something like Jack Q meets Batman 66 as like a palate cleanser.
I mean, you got to introduce Jack Q meets Batman 66 on the CW. That way it's successful and people like it.
No.
You don't want like those can't. It'd be like Riverdale. Don't you love Riverdale?
Dark and gritty.
Oh, but no, like it could be funny opera. And cute. It'd be. That's the thing. We're all about bending the genre. So you put something that's as campy as this into the CW filter. You've got these really. Like, you got to have the tense conversation with your girlfriend, but instead it's like really campy and fun. You got to, you know, when you find out your dad's secretly been unemployed for 6 months, instead of that, Batman finds out his dad's actually dead. Which I guess isn't too big of a shock. But all kinds of family moments, you know, the Thanksgiving arguments in the CW shows. You could have all of Batman's family and friends there. So when Alfred brings out the turkey, like him and Alfred just sit down alone at the table. Be great. I'd watch it. I love the CW shows, dude. They're so good to me.
I haven't been a fan of those shows. Mostly, and this is the most shallow reason that I can think of. But like, honestly, it's because the costumes don't look good enough. Like, they look like...
It's just the thing, that's why the movie's gotta call it quits and give that budget to the TV shows.
That's not how it works, though.
That's what they should do.
Those movies...
gotta fix that shit. They could fix that shit.
I looked at Dr. Midnight's costume the other day. I was curious who in the JSA had showed up.
I'm just so disappointed it wasn't in
Arrow
anymore.
Shows that costume sucked. Same with Obsidian's.
But that's what a real costume. I agree. Obsidian should have been a CGI figure shadow. Like just
he should at least the face should have.
Yeah,
been.
Just not a dude in a mask. I guess.
Yeah, that was really
because Obsidian is just darkness, right? Impersonified.
Yeah, in a costume, in a like a cool costume.
Kind of held together in this really cool suit.
Yeah, same with who else was there? It was Dr. Midnight.
Well, Hourman was disappointing. His suit was
disappointing.
He was barely in it, though.
Like in a black outfit.
Yeah, he was just in a suit, like just in an outfit that he wore.
Yeah, that sucked.
See, that's what I'm saying. If they spent more time, like maybe if DC... Oh, man.
Well, the issue is
they're developing a Stargirl right now. So
developing a Stargirl show.
Yeah.
No, what they should do, and this is what I got into an argument with a friend over.
Yeah.
I mean, like not an argument. I guess we were agreeing with each
other fighting
very loudly. They should just do Earth 2, which would be way sicker.
Oh, like
if they did Earth. They did, I mean, you can keep Bruce Wayne, you can keep Superman, you can keep Wonder Woman, like the big three, but like if you were to do Earth 2, you could include people like the Star Spangled Girl, Mr. Terrific, Green Lantern, and the Flash, but like in different outfits and shit. Like, you don't necessarily, like, people don't know who the fucking Flash is, really. Like, mainstream audiences won't give a fuck that you put an old man in, like, a pan hat.
Oh, they'll probably like it more. Nobody likes the Flash. The Justice League movie made him a spaz.
I mean, of course they did, because that's the kind of humor that was selling.
It doesn't make sense. Because, yeah, we did a podcast episode trying to predict how Justice League would fail miserably, and it did. They make Barry Allen have a problem with getting brunch, which doesn't make sense because he eats hundreds and hundreds of calories a day. He would eat
hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, he would eat brunch. What the fuck? He would fucking avidly fight for brunch. He would be inviting people to brunch. He'd always be eating.
He would have food in his hand constantly.
Like, yeah, it's absurd. And then it ruined that last end bit that otherwise would have been good for me. When Superman and the Flash are about to race, and he's like, oh, well, Bruce said something about you having to take us out to brunch, and he's like, oh, man. It's like, that's so stupid. He would love that. That's just bad That's not knowing your character. The character you're writing for in this movie. That's stupid.
Yeah. Earth 2, I think, is the way to go.
Like, just in the movies? Yeah, like, just completely. It's just...
Yeah, in the movies. I mean,
well, with Todd Phillips' Joker version, what if it just started with, like, this DC opening logo, but then it just popped up Earth 2, and then just started? Like, would you be cool with that? Is that a... They don't have to do any other work?
No. I mean, like, including the Joker in any way and giving the Joker his own film is fucking stupid.
I'm sorry, what was that? You cut out a little.
Oh, I'm sorry. Giving the Joker his own film in any way is fucking stupid.
What do you think that?
Trying to humanize the Joker in any way is fucking dumb.
I agree.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Like, he's a villain, and in the comic books, he's, like, with the exception of, like, the side stories or whatever, he's always been
a villain. Dark Knight's Metal, he was the White Knight. If they did a movie like that, that'd be cool. Where Batman was, like, bad, and Joker was good, but yeah, I don't see the reason for a bad guy Joker standalone.
Yeah, he's just going to be out there committing crimes. He's going to meet Harley Quinn. And, like, nobody, like, at least me personally, I don't give a fuck about
it. Yeah, a bunch of 15-year-old girls,
origin stories are bad. Like, origin stories are stupid. You shouldn't applaud stupid work.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what you should be doing, is trying to get, like, a good DC movie off the ground. Like, the last good ones were, or the last well-received ones, I don't, like, my opinion on them doesn't really matter, but they were well-received, were the Christopher Nolan ones.
Yeah.
And because they were so well-received,
everybody's, like, been trying to copy them.
Yeah, tonally. You don't have to do dark and gritty. You don't have to.
Say, those movies are way too, like, dark for me.
I mean, like, it works for what they are. I think The Dark Knight was the peak of that. Like, you can't do...
See, but they're afraid to do the silly stuff that makes the characters work. Like, we could have the Joker hit somebody with a big hammer like he does in the animated series or in comic books. We don't need him to shoot everybody in a bank heist. You know?
What would work for somebody like the Joker specifically is... I mean, like, he's not a redeemable character. He's not supposed to be fun. Like, he just does goofy shit. Like, if he plays everything straight and, like, is, like, hitting people... I mean, I guess as straight as the Joker can play things, right? Because, like, he's...
Well, he's either annoying or he is the scariest serial killer in the world. He cut off his own face just to get at Batman.
Like, that's exactly what he should be. He should be a frightening fucking...
He should be a demon. They should handle him like he is Pennywise. Like, that's what they should do, is make him scary. Where he's a demon. Yeah, where he's... just killing people. See? It'd be interesting if there's this storyline that is, like, one of his nights of crime in Gotham, and it's just the perspective of him. He's got this big plan. He's going to get Batman. Batman's in the movie or whatever through that perspective, though. So it's whenever he comes into contact with Joker. And yeah, it's just like, it's just the Joker trying to pull off this thing. Maybe it's like a love story. At the end, the Joker ends up not, like, you know, some circumstances secretly different. Like, he thinks he loves this chick, and we see their relationship is a good thing, but there's, like, cracks in it, you know, and we see that it's actually a bad thing.
Ideally,
it's really abusive.
Like, when I think about the Joker specifically, like, I think about what purpose does it serve to have him in the movie, right? Because he doesn't have a particular power. Essentially, his superpower is, like, really fucking with Batman. Like, super, like, fucking with Batman super
bad. Which can lead to good stories. Right? Like, the Man Who Laughed.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, like, his best stuff, the best appearances of the Joker, when he's fucking with, like, everybody in the Bat family, right? Like, the Long Halloween. I believe that's the one where he shot Barbara Gordon.
Yep, paralyzes Barbara Gordon. The Killing Joke, like, is all about that.
Yeah, the Killing Joke.
Death and, like, in the family, he kills Jason Todd. Death of the family, he kidnaps everybody, releases a bunch of their identities, and then makes them think he had cut off their faces for a joke. Just reveals he knew who they were the whole time. I'd love to see something like that come together.
Oh, my bad. The Longest Halloween is the Bane one.
Yeah, The Longest Halloween is Bane, right? And Catwoman.
Yeah. So,
Killing Joke is what you meant. Like, but that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, you introduce specific people for their specific powers, right? Like, you want somebody physically intimidating, so you get Bane. If you want somebody who's, like, good at terrorizing Batman specifically, you get the Joker. If you want somebody who can fucking freeze the city, you get Mr. Freeze. If you want, like, some crazy plant lady, you get fucking Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Like, you can, there's a lot of things that you can do with Batman, but, like, having to include specifically the Joker, you can get around having the Joker in things. You can have Elliot Hush in there. You can have, oh, what's that fucking dude with the skull face?
Just Black Skull.
Black Skull, yeah. Excuse me. My bad. I wanted to say Red Skull, but, like,
I
knew that was wrong. That's Marvel.
Captain America,
yeah.
The one.
So, you can have other people who are in the city who do crime shit. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, if you're telling a specific story about how these two characters interact, that's what does matter. And it's really shitty to think that they would put out a Joker film where the protagonist of the film, it's going to be the Joker, and they're going to humanize
him. Yeah, they're going to make us care about him.
Yeah, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants to care about the Joker.
What if, taking that into consideration, they just throw it overboard and they're like, let's do a less human Deadpool. Like, they just make it just him doing some stupid mundane task, but it's violent and fun. Because Todd Phillips isn't the type to make any kind of a serious film. Like, he's going to make The Hangover, but with the Joker.
Yeah, I mean,
we might end up hating him more.
Be very funny.
Like, he might just be a shitty person.
Very, very funny.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, if it was him just circling back, like, you know, we've got our Joker and we're just watching from his perspective as he rips down Bruce Wayne's life completely. Shit like that. Like, gets him fired from his job, kills his, you know, his friends. Bunch of fucked up stuff. Interesting horror movie.
I mean, that would be interesting.
They're just too...
Yeah, it would be like something like The Strangers or Funny Games, where the bad guys win at the end.
Yeah.
It would be interesting, but, like, at the like, that's played out.
It's hard for me to think of him as the main character or something, because he's so much better, I think, when he is that hiding in the shadows, like, you just see part of his smile.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of those scenes were fun in The Dark Knight, where he approaches the gangsters, and for some fucking reason, nobody just shoots him. When he approaches the gangsters and he kills, like, a couple of them or something.
Yeah.
In the kitchen or some shit. And, like, that's interesting, right? But, like, a whole movie of him plotting and him having, like, little, like, thugs or whatever, it really worked in The Dark Knight Rises because he doesn't necessarily have a ton of henchmen to start. Like, you see him building up, but it doesn't really serve any purpose to, like, do that a second time.
What if it does the origin story of the Joker? Like,
no.
Well, you know,
It's better to not know where he came from. He's just a force of nature.
Oh, that's fair.
From out of fucking nowhere.
I like that.
It's really great. Yeah, it's cool. Like, origin stories just get in the way of things, right? Like, I mean, it doesn't matter where Batman came from. Like, what matters is that
he's incredibly smart. Yeah, he just found this new drug. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an incredibly smart person. He's a great detective. Like, my ideal... And I'm sure, oh God, ring the fucking bell. I'm saying it again. I'm sure I've said this before, and I'm pretty sure that I said it on the episode that I was on of Antisocial Engineering, but it's doing a movie with somebody like The Question would be fucking incredible. Like, The Question, I think The Question is one of the best DC heroes. I mean, like, I started to like him based on the Justice League show.
Yep, Justice League Unlimited had him in it a few times.
Justice League Unlimited and Justice League are, it's easily the best work that DC has put onto TV or in film ever.
I agree.
It's the best.
It's real.
And like Batman Beyond is like a close second.
Yeah.
But those comics lately, this is another aside, those Batman Beyond
I've never liked Batman Beyond comics. For some reason, for a long time, it was Tim Drake. It was like, what the fuck? It's supposed to be Terry McGinnis. I don't care about this. It's just a Robin comic. Just call it that. It's not a fucking Batman Beyond. So I think I agree with you. I think it goes to another problem I have with them, which is they're afraid to get creative. They don't want to make fucking Ant-Man because it's not going to make any money. You know?
Well, I mean,
like DC has so many good characters.
Money, right?
Well, see, like Marvel doesn't care, and that's working for them. Is when they pulled that being scared.
That they don't care. It's not that they don't care. It's that they built the brand to the point where they can make whatever and people will go see it.
Right? DC has two. It's just a big enough brand just by the name DC.
Think about it like this, right? They have 20 movies and the first, oh God, I stacked ranked these with a friend of mine for the Patreon, patreon.com/realnerdhours if you're listening.
Yeah.
A friend of mine and I stack ranked these movies.
Okay.
So if you consider each one of these movies as like having the good ones have add 2 hit points and the bad ones, I mean, because none of them are truly awful movies.
True.
Like at worst, they're boring.
The Dark World was meh, but...
Yeah, The Dark World and Iron Man 2 were the two or the three. One
That's
of the,
fair.
In the three worst movies that they had. Like, I think Infinity War was at the bottom of the list. I'd have to take a look at it.
But, oh, that's interesting.
I hated Infinity War.
Really?
For a lot of reasons. I mean, the story was just dumb, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have a wizard who's like fucking looking through time and space to tell you all the ways that you can win. But essentially, like, they had the opportunity to cut off Thanos' hand when he was like half asleep, or cut off his fucking head. They could have done a lot of things, but they just chose not to do them, and like that kind of fucked things. But the way that they handled having a bunch of different characters was really cool, and like
it's precedent setting. Yeah, that's the thing. I think Tony's gonna something Tony does will fix the universe.
I mean,
to save Tony. Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, so he said he went through 14 million options. Presumably, there are more than 14 million options, right? There are infinite options. So, and he was sitting like that for what, like 10 or 15 minutes? Like,
I mean, presumably he stopped at the first one that worked, right? And he's like, make this happen.
If he stopped at the first one that worked, then like, what if he was just getting to
a better,
the
to the fucking hand? The next one was like, cut his hand off. The first one's Tony and everybody
behead
let
him.
Tony live.
Or fucking...
For some, if 14 million and whatever one that he stopped at, if that one was like, well, if Tony lives through the snapping, he can build his own gauntlet because he's the only person smart enough to do this. That's what I think they're doing, by the way. I think he's going to build his own fucking gauntlet. Or like, there was another gauntlet on that planet, so he just has to use the Tesseract. He can find or create a Tesseract because he created the molecule in Iron Man 2. That created that is the Tesseract molecule. He creates it in real life on his own also. So he can just make all the Infinity Stones now and then use them. But it'll kill him, right? It's some big emotional thing. And I think the point is like Doctor Strange saw whatever they're going to do. And
I mean,
maybe it's funny if the next one right before he stopped though was just cut off his hand.
Or even kill Mantis, right? Like, you have to sacrifice Mantis in order to cut off his fucking head, which definitely would have solved the problem. You just cut off his head while he's asleep.
Yeah.
Or cut off his upper body, whatever. You can still save her legs or whatever. But anyway, that's all an aside. So on the bottom four on the list, Thor Dark World isn't in the bottom four.
Oh, wow. Where'd you put that?
17... that on the list of 20, it's 13.
Ooh, that's real middle. Yep.
Yeah.
Is that a minor gripe? I thought everybody hated him. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I like the most about the entire movie is when Peter Parker's spider sense is shown in the form of him having a panic attack about being disintegrated. That's the best part of that movie. When he's like, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. And he's like starting to like not be able to breathe and shit. I hope they explore that more in his high school set films.
Yeah, when he comes back, like when everybody comes back, like him having PTSD from like having fought this motherfucker would be
sick. Well, he's the only person who remembers it, presumably, right? Nobody else, it happens to them. He knew it was going to happen at first. He had time to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the fucked part. Like, he remembers feeling like he remembers dying. It's not often you remember your own death, even as a character.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be interesting. Sorry. That was a huge aside. The bottom four on the list are 17 Infinity War, 18 Iron Man 2, 19 Iron Man 3, and 20 Age of Ultron. That's below. Or this is like the last parts of the list.
Oh, so Iron Man 3 is really good. You're saying you guys didn't like Iron Man 3?
Correct.
Oh, but it showed the consequences, like the PTSD you were just talking about.
Man, that was like a poor showing of PTSD.
I guess.
We can get into this later. But essentially, none of these movies on their own are bad.
Yeah.
Like, none of them are like awful, terrible movies. Patooey, get this out of here. Black, like, I can't stand this.
But there are some DC ones that are that bad. To tie us back to the original point. Yeah. And
yeah.
So you think they should just be quiet on it and then wait and just come back and relaunch?
Yeah, they should. I mean, like, or
they're finding success in TV.
So what I was getting at was essentially like, if you consider like the Marvel movies, like the good ones have 2 hit points and like the mediocre ones are 0 and the bad one, I mean like the less than average ones, I should say, are -1 hit points. Like, they have a lot of built up health still.
Yeah.
To like kind of like spend their cash on or spend their health on. So
DC's got to be careful
with that.
They don't have as many hit points.
With that. Yeah, exactly. So they can take risks like Ant-Man and like have it kind of match the tone that's already been successful in their series. And they can risk it with movies like that, like with smaller characters like that. Now, like some of these people, like Iron Man is one of the biggest characters in Marvel now, but prior to his movie coming out, like basically nobody had ever heard
of him. Oh, yeah, I agree. Like, I talk about that all the time.
Yeah,
nobody cared so before 2009, 2010.
What you do is you, in DC, you do something similar. You find a small character, let's say Dr. Midnight or Our Man or somebody like that, and you create a franchise around them. And like, that's how you get the JSA and you get like a smaller, like DC franchise. Like, you build it up. You don't spend a ton of money on it, but like, it's another DC movie and people will be excited to go see it. And like, you can't have it be somebody who's the equivalent of Batman, right? Because like, we've seen Batman at his finest. The best action scene with Batman was Batman versus Superman.
Yep.
And he's beating up those dudes in the warehouse. Like, that's easily the peak of that.
Yep.
And what you do is you take a different character and you make a great movie about that character, and then you build around them like they did with Iron Man. And that's,
I want to see them doing that with Power Rangers. You know, you can just start making brand new Power Ranger movies that are good. And I think that would reinvigorate the franchise. Like, in a world where Disney owns all these Marvel things and Lionsgate and Hasbro are working together to try to make a cinematic universe. Like Hasbro is trying to connect G.I. Joe and Transformers, and now they own Power Rangers. I'm hoping they do something like that. They take little tiny risks until it builds into something bigger. Because I'd really like to see Transformers and Power Rangers. That'd be dope.
I would say, honestly, that it would be great for them to be able to like establish like a better franchise with Power Rangers. But what they need to do is get rid of the fucking CG suits.
Absolutely.
They need to bring back
spandex.
The fucking spandex. Bring back the
spandex.
You can
armor plate it a little bit.
Tight. Yeah, you can make it look cool and updated, but it needs to be real people, and you need to have the explosions behind
and you
them
have such hot,
after
real
they transform.
You have, and that's what I don't understand. I'd get it if you've got, like, the voice of Bill Hader as the Blue Ranger, but you've got, like, attractive, fit, young people being Power Rangers. They look good in spandex. What is your problem? There's no reason for the CGI.
I'm telling you, man, the explosions behind them after they transform... perfect. After they hit that Henshin sequence and then their poses.
Yeah.
And then they fucking, the explosions go off in the background. They need to bring it back to basics.
That's what I want.
With Power Rangers. They, like, and I really fuck with the idea of doing miniatures, like having a miniature city and just having dudes wearing suits fighting in the city. And like, that's part of the reason why I think like a reboot or an Americanized version of Ultraman would probably work a little bit better, because you're not summoning a giant robot that doesn't move like a robot.
Yeah.
But like, I would,
you could even CGI it good enough. These giant robots, you got Pacific Rim to look at. You could make a Megazord work. They're just choosing.
Yeah.
It's just hard not to.
The first Pacific Rim, mind you. The second one.
No.
Those robots were moving like fucking acrobats. It was,
what, insane. You didn't believe that was that mechanics are capable of that?
Not in, what was it, like 10 years after the first one? 20 years after the first one?
Yeah, no, you're right.
It was some.
It wasn't, it was like enough time for them to be that much more advanced, probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, fuck, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. You know, I'm pretty sure that TV show was scripted as fuck. That, the one where they did the actual battle mechs.
Oh, there's a show that does that? Fuck.
Well, it was a YouTube thing that they did where it was USA versus Japan.
I'll have to look into that.
The set that they were in. it's pretty easy to find, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, ultimately, Power Rangers and Batman, like, I guess really any era of Batman would work with the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Because, like, even the dark and gritty one, all you have to do is, like, rather than bright, vibrant colors for the suits, just tone it down. Make them a little bit dark and gritty.
I mean, Arkham Knight showed us a good Power Ranger suit for Batman. Like, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good place to build from.
I mean, and, like, on top of that, you could work in Robin. Like, people want Robin in things.
Yeah.
Like, Robin is a key character to the Batman franchise. So you have Robin meet these other teenagers, and like, bam, that's how you create the relationship between Robin and Batman and the Power Rangers. Like, the Power Rangers come into town, and like, suddenly there are these teenagers, these color-coded teenagers who happen to just wear the color of the outfit that they wear.
So they put it together because they're genius detectives.
Yeah, they put it together, and then, like, you know what, they team up, and then Zordon gives them some temporary morphers, and, like, that's, and c'est la vie.
It'll that's be the and that's the show, guys. We did it. Zordon,
yeah. Well,
Alfred would become the next, instead of Alpha, it'd be like, Alfred would be like, aye, 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 Rangers. Aye, 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 Mr. Wayne.
Aye, 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 Mr. Wayne.
There you go. This is going to be Mighty Morphin Power Hour.
Yeah.
Denzel, if you want to plug your stuff while the music plays.
Real Nerd Hours. My podcast is called Real Nerd Hours. You can follow the show on Twitter at @XRealNerdHours. You can follow me on Twitter at @ThatDenzel. And you can join us on our subreddit, reddit.com/r/realnerdhours. And there are plenty of links in there. There's a Discord you can hop onto. It's a fun show. It's less focused. It's more of a Seinfeld type thing where the show is basically about nothing week to week. And my co-host and I riff on stuff.
I have a pitch I've used to get somebody to listen to your show before. Which is...
Oh, thank you for putting in the work for me.
Yeah, which is that I say that it's... If Fat Man on Batman was done by relatable people... Like, because it's one thing to hear Kevin Smith talk about all of his pals making movies. It's not exact... I mean, it's fan worship. I get that. But your podcast is better at, like, geek culture, nerd culture, fandom. I think it's, like, a fan appreciation podcast. So I kind of tell people, yeah, it's like Fat Man on Batman with Mark Bernardin, because you're a lot like Mark Bernardin in your presentation of ideas and stuff like that. So I'll pitch you to fans of that show
as well.
Oh yeah, he hates everything's really bad. The people are ruining the earth. They're being too negative. All of the entertainment industry is a little negative. Yeah, there's some common ideas there, but
okay,
just demeanor and stuff. Like I'll recommend your show to fans of that show whenever I'm talking to them. So,
oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, Zwick, that's gonna be the episode.
Okay. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Well, that's it for our adventures today, but we'll see you at the Command Center next week. Special thanks to our very own Alpha Zwick and our very own Ron Wasserman, Grant Mooney from Thought Cops. For bonus content and to support the show, go ahead and check out Antisocial Entertainment on Facebook as well as patreon.com/ASEPresents.